Okay, get ready, everybody. Susie, you ready?
Yep. Crossfade.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hopman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Oh, that was tremendous.
Woo!
Let's go. What do you got?
Come
text
on.
Away. StylesFinancial.com talking text lines. 651-461-9226. Susan K. Jones. What do you got?
Well, I was just in northern Minnesota, so I have a few things.
I was also.
You were?
Saturday in Duluth.
I was in Two Harbors. We could have had a tryst.
Yeah. Maybe we did. We're not. We're
not
just acting
sharing.
Like we didn't know.
I was playing it off. I had the
been a lucky day for you. I'm kidding.
You dog. Listen, I love to consignment shop.
So I know
I'm
you
saying
do.
Consignment shopping in general is underrated.
Underrated. I know a lot of people feel the exact same way.
And if you have 47 seconds right now,
sure.
Our own.
Let's go.
Laura Oakes has done an in-depth piece on it, and
I like
here,
it.
Here's a bit.
Let's National go. Statistics show the secondhand market could reach $291 billion by the end of the decade. From clothes to former college lab supplies, it seems everybody is reusing these days. Todd Tanner manages the University of Minnesota's Zero Waste program and also oversees its huge warehouse.
The primary goal of this program is waste stream diversion. So we take all of this material that comes from all around campus, and we ask ourselves, what can we do with it alternatively to just throwing it away?
Shopping thrift continues to gain traction not only among Gen Z, but also among baby boomers, and the design world is even taking notice. Brands like Diane von Furstenberg and Burberry are active in the resale market. Even athleisure powerhouse Lululemon offers gift cards in return for their gently used athletic wear.
How about that? And you can see Laura's whole story at WCCORadio.com. She does these once a month, goes in-depth on something. So
yeah, you're
kind of
jealous
fun.
Of this because she gets Tuesday off. You
yes,
like
I'm
2 days off, but then you're not going to work.
No, I'm not going to do a story.
Yeah, she's actually doing a story. She just wanted to get the day off and stay off. Now, how does Lululemon, as an example, decide if it's gently used?
That's a good question.
Where's the line where you bring it back in?
And you're like, lady.
Yeah, I mean.
But maybe it's for the fabric and not the appearance.
Maybe. That's a tough call. I mean,
Target is doing it. Didn't Target have a little thing out now? They want your jeans.
Well, I've always thought the return policy is it's so beneficial to us. And again, I like how beneficial it is to us. But I mean, there's some people here again who just feel like, yeah, I bought this 18 years ago. I wore it like about, 75 times. I want to bring it in. I want to get my money back.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't fit me very well now.
Yeah.
It's because you've gained 50 pounds.
Exactly. But $291
billion. I know.
I've done it.
I was just going to ask you, have you consignment shopped?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not as much as people close to me, but I definitely have.
My friend Nancy Cashman, who I went up to visit.
Name dropper.
She's my first sponsor, and we had a grand time.
Yeah.
And I texted her last night when I got home that I went to one more consignment store, and she said, you are insane.
Okay. Now, Dave, this could be rippable here. Did you drive up there just to consignment shop?
No.
Because, you know, there's consignment shops here in the area.
I know. No. I went to see her because I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah.
We played euchre. I'll tell you a little, what am I calling it? I think I'm going to call them overrated.
Yeah.
Even though it was fun, it was overrated. They had a 2020 art sale. So 20 different artists in Two Harbors set up their ware, and then you drove around to all the 20 places to see all the art.
So it was not up to your standard.
It was so expensive.
Oh, it's too expensive.
I mean,
I got it.
Coffee cup for $30.
What?
Yes.
What was on it?
Well, gold plated. No, it wasn't.
Was it one of those Trump watches?
No, it's just, you know, you go to some of those artsy fartsy places and they want $300 for a T-shirt.
Yeah, we could have bonded.
We
could have.
I was in Duluth yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, we came back.
Okay.
Quick one day, Northland. It was magnificent.
Wasn't the weather outstanding? And
perfect.
I'm going to say I enjoyed looking at the leaves.
Yeah.
Don't you hate that? I forgot.
No, here's what. People who drive 4 hours to see the leaves.
Okay. I don't think we did that.
You got to find out.
But they are beautiful.
Yeah. You know where they're also beautiful?
Right.
Out your window. Right, Dave? I mean, yeah. How about right here, Dave?
Those trees across the street, they're about to turn. They're looking
for sure.
They're striking oranges and reds. They can't wait.
Yeah, exactly.
So I enjoyed myself. Thank you. I hope you did too.
I did.
I would say my last thing is, I'm not sure how to rate it, but the Minnesota Vikings gave me a big old stomach ache. I mean, they came out smoking.
So second half, overrated.
Overrated.
First half,
underrated.
Maybe properly,
properly
rated. Maybe the way they're playing right now.
They're playing beautifully, but holy smokes.
Yeah, they cost me about 30 minutes on my bike ride. I mean, I was ready to go on that bike ride, and then the game. What a quick game, by the way.
It was quick, wasn't it?
No, it was not. It was, geez, would have finished by 3:35 or so.
It was very long.
Let's go. Okay. Dave, why don't you squeeze in one or two before the pause? So it's like a double sure. Dave
a
Harrigan.
Twofer. A twofer.
I will start with this one. Underrated, the improvements we've made in wedding food.
Oh.
Oh.
I feel like
Can we circle back to your Friday topic, too, with Susie on weddings?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Dave went to a Friday wedding.
Okay.
And I and who's the normal afternoon host?
John Williams.
John Williams. We were talking about this, and we both were ripping Friday weddings. Say, let's go. Saturday. It's cheap skating material. This guy's a believer in Friday weddings, including the fact he needs 2 days to get over his hangover.
No, not for me personally. But I think it's great that you can do the Friday evening wedding and everyone else, all your guests, you're not taking up half or all of their Saturday. They still get the whole weekend to go enjoy themselves.
All right.
Some people work.
I think it's less self-centered.
That's ridiculous. Okay. So you think wedding food has improved?
I think it's improved immensely. Weddings that I went to as my in my childhood. By the way, kids just aren't invited to weddings anymore. That's also tremendous. But, you know, the food was...
That is a good policy, by the way.
It is. Don't bring them.
Don't bring them. Get a babysitter.
Wedding food used to be all the same. It was blah, you know, nothing better than you get on an airplane. Now, we get tremendous salads. We had a tremendous, you know, bread dish that you could share around. And then you walk over for the main course to get the kind of buffet style. And they've got a guy cooking salmon fillets. He's working the pan.
Where were you? At the Minneapolis Club?
No, just over in St. Paul Randolph. It was tremendous. They had the prime rib, the mashed potatoes.
They threw down for that thing, didn't they?
My goodness, it was just tremendous.
Jeez.
And they're far from the first wedding that is really
cranked up. When did you turn
into
an elitist?
I know. Isn't he a snob?
I'm sorry. I enjoyed good food.
What's wrong with chicken and corn and mashed potatoes in a church basement?
There's nothing wrong with it. I just feel like
it's almost
do better.
Always terrible. Let's just be it's just almost.
How many weddings? Have you ever been to a wedding where you go downstairs and have chicken and
Never.
Mashed potatoes?
Oh, yeah.
Double figures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I bravo for a little upgrade in the food because the food really helps
tremendously.
What else helps a wedding? 651-461-9226. You got overrated. You got what else helps a wedding? All that when we come back on the home of the I guess they're not playoff bound.
Oh, you.
The Minnesota Twins. Those are some of the worst singing voices I've ever heard. Clearly, I had to be listening to another station. This is WCC Radio. That was overrated and underrated, properly rated, award-winning music.
Yes.
This is all about Kris Kristofferson.
Ah.
Passed away at the age of 88.
It's a good run.
Can I just talk a little bit about Chris, then we'll get back to Dave here?
Please do. Underrated, I have to say.
100%. Helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Helicopter to meet up with Johnny Cash, landed in his yard. How about how iconic A Star Is Born was in the 70s?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
He was sweeping the floors at Columbia Music, hanging around Dylan and Johnny Cash and those guys. Outspoken about his battle with alcohol and substance. Relationship with Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
The Highwaymen. And massively respected by people who dealt with him. Distinctive look, distinctive voice. A unique, remarkable life. Bravo to Kris Kristofferson.
We'll thank him for all his good music.
Yeah, exactly. The opening song is overrated. Absolutely, positively not. It's absolutely brilliant.
Ah!
Shotgun Weddings.
Someone's taking a shot at our beautiful musical introduction?
Well, I think they were when they said terrible singing. And then they don't like the song, which is not. I mean, that's, again, listening to the wrong
song,
station.
Which song are they referring to, Chad?
Let's hear it again,
this
Dave.
One?
Yeah.
It's time for
just you, Susie. Come on.
Underrated, properly rated on the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226.
Come on, join the fun.
How many people were wondering, does Susie remember the phone numbers?
I had it.
Shotgun Weddings, underrated.
Oh.
Something that makes weddings better is short toasts and speeches. Yes, for sure.
That's true. And ceremony.
Yeah. Friendly bridesmaids. Yep, that makes it really smoking a hot wedding party really helps. Yes.
Another one of those.
A dessert bar. Yes.
Ooh.
Good DJ or band. Which one is, if they're both at their best, it's a band, right?
I think so.
Dave?
Good cover band.
If they're both at their best, but the DJ is a much more safe choice.
It is a safer choice.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, what else do you
How
have,
How about
sir?
Open bar?
Open bar for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This from an alcoholic, but yeah. I'm just saying my friends really
Listen,
appreciate
it. You love
that.
By the way, I'll give you another one. I had another Fresca the other day. Fresca is so underrated. It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's just great.
It's lovely.
Okay, it is. There we go. Lovely. It is a lovely.
Kind of tickles your nose.
Mm. What do you want to tickle me, you said?
Okay. I knew you would do that.
Yeah. Move past it, please.
All right, David, you're up next.
Yesterday, it was a trip to the Apple Orchard with the girls and another family.
Come on.
It's not my thing. It's fine. You know, the girls love it, so we go. It's whatever. We walk around.
What is it for adults? If just
some adults love it. There's some that would go every weekend if they could.
If you don't have kids and you're going there, just as adults, it might be ankle bracelet time, honestly.
Perhaps. Maybe you just like paying $8 for an apple. I don't know.
You know where I get my apples? Grocery store.
Yeah.
But you love it.
The part of the experience that I have loved and will always love, the apple donut. The apple cider donut.
Apple donut is very good.
Preferably if you get them fresh and warm, they are a delight.
That's true. I just don't understand. And I did. Texture point out again. I had it done. I forgot. Rhodes Scholar for Chris Christopherson. Yeah, I mean, if you're an adult and you're just going there to pick apples, I just don't get it. And they are very, very expensive. Now, it's beautiful, but the kids and the rides and the apple cider, where are we with apple cider? Over, under, proper?
I had some very good apple cider up in Duluth
at
my friend Nancy Cashman's house.
Yeah.
He's,
is this Nancy show again? I mean, how many Nancy Cashman references have we had here?
You're going to have to pay for ad space.
Yeah, exactly. So are you a proper or a proper?
I'm going properly right. It's definitely not overrated.
Well, her husband, Pat, made some from scratch because they have an apple tree in their front yard. Yes.
Amazing how you could do that.
Warm or cool? Better way to go with the apple cider.
I had mine cold.
Yeah?
I prefer cold.
Depends on the temperature outside.
Incorrect answer. Warm is the better way to go.
Wrong.
You are wrong.
Elena G. Swellina.
Jack Jermon. Wrong.
Wrong. Hey, cue ball head.
See, Texter, hot apple cider is the best. Yes. Cold.
Fine.
Dime a dozen.
I like that we got a McLaughlin group reference right there.
Yes.
Speaking of warm, my last overrated
Eleanor
is
Cliff.
Patrick Cannon. People complaining about the lovely warm temperatures we had this weekend.
There was
parents at the soccer field Saturday. People overheard at the orchard. Yeah, I prefer when it's sweater weather when I'm picking apples.
Oh
no! Stop it. Be an adult and enjoy the warmth.
Until it's 120
You're
degrees.
You're so 100%. How about this, Dexter? Fresca is the journey of the soda world. Get out of here. Get out of here. Yeah. I would like to apologize to this September. I've said many times I think September gets overrated by some. This September, magnificent, except for one thing.
What?
Now we get these fire alerts.
Yes.
Right? So we could have used maybe three overnight weather. But listen, if you're down on 80 degrees, mm-mm. to quote Game of Thrones, winter is coming. Winter okay, you're going to get it. Okay, so just enjoy it.
Because in April, when we can't
April's
kick
garbage.
Winter.
April's garbage.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Gosh.
I saw another story, and Dave saw it too. I think this is like the third story suggesting that Republicans like hot girls more than Democrats, and I don't, I don't understand the theory. I don't get it. And two of the three stories have used Sydney Sweeney and her boobs as an example. I don't think she's on the record in any way saying she's pro-Trump. And
she doesn't have to be. The Trumpers are pro-Sydney.
Yeah, they've just decided as a Republican, apparently Republicans believe in big boobs more than Democrats, and where's the proof? You saw this. What is the basis of this, Harrigan? I don't get it.
Well, it might be all the fetching young gals that happened to find jobs in the Trump White House.
Yeah, there were a lot of attractive women
there was
in
a type.
The Trump White House.
There was
yes,
a type.
There was a type. And by the way, they're all against him now. Okay.
Hey, who did she play? What was she known for? Sweet.
Euphoria. Then she's in the Glenn Powell one. She's about to be in the Anna de Armas one.
Yeah.
She's very attractive. And
she's pretty good as an actress, too, would you say?
She's pretty good. She's really good in Euphoria. And she's not shy about hiding her great looks, right? But I'm just kind of amused by it. The SNL cold open, we alluded to it early, but it's worth a little more mention. It was phenomenal.
Yes.
It was just phenomenal. You knew what it was going to be. They're political enough that if this crazy summer happens, you're going to have it. James Austin Johnson as Trump is magnificent. Like, because it's not as over the top as some others. But God, he gets the subtlety so good. He gets the speech pattern.
They're eating the cat.
So good. It's oh my God. It's cry out loud. It's so good. You knew Maya was going to be there. And I think her voice inflection gets Kamala even more.
I think she does a very good job.
Right? Mm-hmm. Good. Gaffigan as the over-the-top Walls. Like, if you just saw Walls in 2021 and you see him now, you think it's a little
hopped up.
It's his twin, you know, like Saddam supposedly had those twins, Melania. This is the excitable Tim Walls, because he wasn't like the my heart and over the top, and Gaffigan nailed it. Andy Samberg as Doug Emhoff was, again,
when they did the bit where they put their foreheads
together. Yeah, so good.
Eskimo kisses.
And then again, Carvey just nailed it. That's the best Biden we've ever seen.
Oh, man.
Right? So yeah. to the regular cast members, and so Bowen was...
J.D.?
J.D.
He was a good J.D.?
He was great J.D. Yeah. Okay, and Bowen's by far the star of this run. Did the other ones say, hey, by the way, we're here all the time. Could one of us play Maya or Joe or I don't know. But I think Lauren says this worked. And so too bad.
Now, will they all do it? Do you think they'll stick around for the season and have fun and do different bits?
It depends where they all live, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's what I was joking about Larry David last hour when Larry was in L.A. And he was flying across the country to do Bernie. And I forget where Larry did the interview. And he's like, and Larry's a big time lefty. He goes, please, for the love of God, Bernie, lose. I'm not flying back and forth for this. Two last things. Luis Arraez. How about the fact that Luis Arraez, three straight batting titles, 3 years in a row. What's our guess how many times that's happened? I mean, Rodney did it. Gwynn did it.
Not many.
Four or five other guys, maybe?
Yeah.
Mm.
And then he did it for three different teams.
That's incredible.
That is incredible that he's pulled it off. And now my obsession with lemon drops. I bought lemon drops for the first time 2 weeks ago. I'm popping them like I need to see a lemon drop advisor. I am obsessed. And I'm sure I'm going to crack a tooth because I'm pounding these things like I'm addicted to lemon drops. Where do you stand on lemon drops, Harrigan?
I really don't enjoy the taste of Pledge.
Oh.
Pledge.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Lemon anything in me, except unless it's lemonade. No. Lemon.
Well, what a fraud. The main thing of lemon is lemonade. You go, lemon and meat except for lemonade. You know, I'd be like, you know, apples. I really don't care for apples except for apples themselves.
No, apple cider.
But, you know, there is something to that. We were talking about that this weekend. I like orange juice, but I don't like the texture of an orange. See? I don't like to eat an orange.
Do you like pulp?
She gets me.
Medium pulp, no pulp.
No pulp.
Oh, come on.
So
pulp? Low pulp.
Yeah. Low pulp.
A lot I go medium.
But I like pineapple, the taste, but I don't like to eat pineapple. The texture bugs me.
Thank you for reminding me of that.
Okay.
So we play golf, Northland. We're thinking about blowing out of there and coming right back, but we decided, let's get quick food. My guy, the owner of O'Donovan's, Dermot Cowley, one of my closest friends, he doesn't like pizza. We've ate together 500 times. Like, how about pizzas this time? And Sammy's Pizza is legendary.
Right, right.
Right? So he wants to get his own. Then Rick and I are going to get something. He gets a Hawaiian pizza. Puts pineapple on. And I said, case closed. That's why you don't like pizza.
Because it's
You're
nasty.
Putting this disgusting. First of all, pineapple on its own, phenomenal.
Yes.
Cooked on a pizza, they turn that down at Guantanamo.
I mean, in Hawaii, they say, why did you have to name this after us? That's not very kind.
Hawaii is embarrassed.
Shame.
Jeez. If you enjoy pineapple on your pizza, time out, okay?
Reflect.
Yeah, time out. Look in the mirror. Judge your soul. You're making some major mistake. Mm-hmm. You're the only person in the newsroom today, right?
I am.
You're getting it done. Hopefully a major news story did not happen in the last 25 minutes, or we just missed it here on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, let's start politics. Go quick through these items. Harrison Walls, reluctant as ever to give interviews. Walls gives an interview. Rochelle pointed this out. Some dog guy. So he's out there with Scout. So Walls talked to some individual while he's out there with Scout. Encouraged him. We can't have the vice president answering any questions, apparently. We were a precursor. Hasn't come on this show in, what, 2.5 years?
I think it was State Fair 2022.
Yeah.
So last time.
And he brought 300 people there.
That might be light.
Yeah, might be light, honestly. Now, the vice president, she goes on, for me, NBA person, I like this, she goes on the Steven Jackson, Matt Barnes video/podcast, All the Smoke. So she could go on, I don't know, with Major Garrett. She could go on with... How about Neil Cavuto? Neil Cavuto is an excellent journalist. I think he's a straight down the line journalist on Fox. No, the All the Smoke podcast. These two are experts at avoiding interviews. Will Walls actually show tomorrow? I hope so, because we're going to have the debate after the debate after dark. We did this the first time with the Biden fiasco. Again, I will be joined by, who's the guy again? I forget his name.
Not ringing a bell. I thought it was just you.
Yeah. Alan Carter, is that the guy's name?
No, that can't be right.
Okay. Alan's going to join me. So we'll start, I would normally say we'll start at 9:30, but sometimes these run long.
Yeah, who knows?
They run long. So tune in right here on CCO, hear the debate, and then text in, call in. We had fun the first time we did this with... Biden-Harris, we had a Twins game, so we could not do it. They're not going to fact-check. What do you think about that? CBS has said we're not fact-checking.
I like that they at least told you right away.
Yeah, because they were inconsistent in what they did last time.
The ABC folks, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't.
Yeah. I mean, there's no perfect way to do it.
No.
If you say you're not fact-checking, then obviously they're getting destroyed by a lot of people. If you try to go the ABC route and fact-check, then it's, why didn't you fact-check this? Why did you have to fact-check that? And it's so, you know, I don't mind how ABC did it, in fact, that they, you know, little things, whatever, I guess we'll let it slide.
Yeah.
But when you start talking about the dogs and cats and all that stuff.
That's the thing. When is it so egregious? Then my point was, which I made all week, with Harris, there were no follow-ups at all. And then people said, what about Trump? And I guess maybe I'm so desensitized to him not answering anything that it's become normal, and I shouldn't be. Now, speaking of Trump, Trump's just in Georgia with Franklin Graham and others because it's just devastating what has happened to Georgia and North Carolina.
It's incredible.
This isn't just normal devastation. It is exactly the word that Dave just used, incredible. 102 people dead. Asheville is, what, 300 miles from the coast?
Towns gone.
Town after town after town is gone. Not just on the coast, but well inside the Appalachian. And Trump is there. And again, just casually lies about this, saying that Governor Kemp is having a tough time getting a hold of Joe Biden. Kemp has said multiple times already that he's talked to Biden anytime that needs to get a hold. And again, he knows that. And it's just been such a liar his entire life. And knows his echo chambers because, well, that's Sleepy Joe. Because we don't see much of Joe anymore. And you think how little we see? That maybe that's possible. Well, it's not in this case. It's not. Biden and Kemp have communicated whatever you need, but Trump just says that. Again, kissing up to the evangelicals. Franklin Graham is there. Then Trump, over the weekend, calls Kamala Harris mentally disabled. Am I more sensitive to this? Because I am. Guilty. Full stop. I have a son who's autistic. And I see the R word used often. I can't believe how often it is used on Twitter. Trump, there have been reports he has no problem using the R word. This is another reminder that he will say anything and everything. Go out on a policy. How are you the change agent? You've been the governor, the vice president, for 3.5 years. So why have you changed all these policy positions? Where are you at with immigration? Why are you hiding from interviews? There's all sorts of material on her. But mentally disabled? Gross.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Insulting.
Keep going.
Typical. Not surprising.
Yes, that's there you go.
Character should bleep and matter. It really should. And he hardly has any. Then he also says, how about we have one day of nasty, rough police stepping in? What in the hell is he talking about? We're going to talk with Kevin Burke in 45 minutes about Mary Moriarty and police and records and that dynamic, which is getting more issue after more issue after more issue. And this guy has not been shy in criticizing Mary Moriarty. In the open, we play ethical decisions, pointing out, hey, put your shoulder back in its socket. But he just thinks one day, by the way, the idea that police are just going to want to do this too, that you know what police want to do? They want to do great quality work following the law. Sunday called for one real nasty, violent day of police retaliation in order to eradicate crime. That's so insulting to police, first of all.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't somebody who has tons of sympathy for habitual criminals. This is someone who has zero. But, yeah, that's what we should do.
The man's not stable.
He's not stable.
I think it's very clear.
He's not close to the person he was in 15.
No, he's more of a liar, which is incredible.
Yeah. And he's willing to say anything, everything. And, by the way, we're starting October tomorrow. So get ready for that. Let's save the dog sleeping. Let's get to the kids one because that's more timely today. Why are young men falling further behind than young women? We'll give you the data, but I want your theory on this. As an example, living at home. Why do the numbers tell us that more young men are living with their parents compared to young women? What's your theory on that? 651-461-9226. Playing this music for the obvious reasons. 88. Chris Christopherson. Okay, young men, young women. More women, 25 to 34, have entered the workforce than ever. The share of young men in the labor market hasn't grown in a decade. As of August, 89% of this group of men were looking for work. This would be more than 700,000 fewer than if the current labor force participation rate was at levels 20 years before. Women's participation rate in the past 10 years has jumped 6%. A fifth of men in the same age range live with their parents, compared to 12%. 20 to 12%, Dave, that's a big difference. Young men and loneliness. Those ages 18 to 38 spent 18% more time alone last year. That's an average of 6.6 non-sleeping hours. That's a lot. Wow. Then in 2019, that is 22% more alone time than reported by women in the same age range. How come? Why do you think we have that giant disparity between young men and young women in this area? What do you say? And also text me if you have a theory on this, 651-461-9226. Because those aren't subtle differences.
No, they're massive differences.
Yeah.
It's a chasm. I don't know that I have a great theory. As I was reading the story, I took the data and how they were presenting it as, well, these young men are spending more time at home, and that's what's contributing to the loneliness and mental health issues. And then I got to thinking, I wonder if it is the other way around. I wonder if it's the loneliness and mental health that's what's, you know, stopping these young men from getting out of the house, from going out and, you know, getting that job in an apartment and whatever else and meeting people. And, you know, maybe we have to go back to, you know, high school or even earlier. You know, what are young boys doing compared to what young girls are doing? You know, are young boys...
I know plenty of, you know, my boys aren't that far from that. Well, they're still in all these ages, and so is Michael. Like somebody says, overall, young women appear to be more motivated. Well, some of the data backs some of that up, but anecdotally, can I say I believe that? Now, we can continue to talk about the more women who feel like they have more opportunities to feel in the workforce and aren't treated secondarily as they were too long in this society. But their rise is one thing, but the idea that boys are going the other way is a different part of the equation.
It is. It is. But I just wonder if it goes back to, you know, how we raise boys, how we raise girls in this era. And I think data has shown us for a long time that, you know, girls, women have relationships that tend to be deeper than men's relationships with other men. And that men, it's a little bit more superficial. It's a little bit, you know, I
hear that. I don't buy it.
I do buy it a little bit.
I don't.
I do buy it because I think a lot of the, I don't know, data, but I think just, you know, people that analyze these things.
I think more people agree with you than me.
When women get together, they get together to see each other, to talk, to, you know, to see each other. That's what they want to do. Whereas men get together, hey, let's go play cards. Hey, let's go, you know, play golf, go bowling, whatever. It's for an activity, whereas, you know, maybe it's trickled down into younger ages now.
I still think the connection is every bit as strong, though, even if you're doing your theory. But I agree that more people agree with you. Now, bunch of texts. More men are playing video games by themselves. There's a lot of video games being played.
Mm-hmm.
Does that explain a notable part of this percentage? Clearly some, yes. But does that make up for 700,000? Does that make up for a 12% difference in loneliness?
I'm sure it doesn't make up for all of it, but it's one of the things that crossed my mind, absolutely.
I'm a male, 50s. I think the longest time women mature at earlier ages than men do. I think it's become an even bigger deal. You know, lots of men, young men, just take longer to grow up. A lot of data talks about young women growing up faster.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible, due to all the changes in society, that young men are even slowing down more? Do we also have a society where the modern-day parents are more welcoming of their young sons coming back, as to put maybe 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, was like, love you.
That's true.
But you're not welcome.
You're a boy. You're a man now. Get out of the house and earn your living.
Right? And could that be a little bit? It's young men, more text, who refuse to grow up. Too many young men in their 20s, 30s, 40s want to stay in with their parents and play video games. They're immature. It's weak parenting. Is it automatically weak parenting if your son is, let's say, 26 and has a job but can't pay for other things in life? Are you a weak parent?
No.
Automatically?
No.
You're not, right?
No, you could be enabling, but you certainly aren't necessarily.
Yeah, and sometimes on this, it's a lot easier for people to say, well, I would have done it. Okay. It's your flesh and blood. They're making this amount of money. They might turn out to be millionaires, by the way, eventually. And you're just going to say no. And I know, listen, trust me, I was the bad parent of the two of us. Not even close. And felt like most of the time I made the right decisions. Plenty of times I didn't. But I think a lot of people talk tough about that. But then when they know where the kids would be living, like, sure, come back here.
Yeah.
You know? And I get that logic. And I also get a lot of people saying, well, my kid never did anything. Yeah, when we actually see your kid, they did plenty of stuff. Chip, back to the purple, and Joe Pola next hour.